begin the current daven says about the zod of lamed hey begin the bezgim toys master begin the gemara nish midim straf ola. One of the pshatim why the cheese of the non-Jews is forbidden because they curdle it with the sap of arla tree, which Tosfos explains about arla shav the kachav masura, and the arla, even though it's that of a non-Jew, is forbidden. Commission fash bez Hashem, like perik hey bez Hashem, like we'll explain in the fifth perik with God's help, and the samach gimon beis in the maskla in oidrin, and also look in Tosfos kedushin of lamed vam beis the maskla kol mitzvah. So therefore, it can be forbidden even though it's the arla tree from a non-Jew. So differently, live differently than Rashi. Tosfos explains what are these hidden things that are revealed to him. In other words, from the other Megalim Rezehen that people reveal their secrets to them. Because they benefit from him, counsel and advice. So some learn Torah Lishma, and the people come to him for advice. So the hidden secrets that people have are revealed to him. No, it's just not the beginning of the Likvina, Ika, the Koi Ben the Atri. Yeah, there's still the what's between the holes, and so therefore, that's going to be a problem. Which tells you the Pirish, in other words, Lika Chalb and Abka Chalb, I mean, if you're buying milk from the non Jew, Lasik Gibin to make cheese. Avala El, but previously, I mean, that's the problem with buying milk. Avala El, but previously, Lika Gibin and Shalbika Chalb, then we'll be trying to figure out what's the reason why you can't buy the cheese from the non Jew. Lekal Mechel Chalb Tama, you can't say, oh, that's the same concern, Kamad of non kosher milk, because there the non Jew is making the cheese for himself. There's no concern for maybe mixing non-kosher milk. It's not going to curdle. Why would he do that? But the milk, which it could stay there, then you can't not make a cheese, and that's not going to help because you can have the between the holes. Next is the beginning. Oh, the inference says that there is someone that would permit the bread of a non-Jew. Now, the comma from the fact that the Gemara says pasal huchah bebezdin, oh, the bread was not permitted in the bezdin. But the inference is diboyi, if they wanted to have a shari, like they could have permitted. Amalei pashli yisurim, obviously because it wasn't widespread. If it was, they wouldn't be able to permit it themselves. Makan samcha from net rely on to now currently lechol pasal of the kachav and the people eat the bread of the non-Jews. Kimishlei pashli yisurim chali yisur because the prohibition was not accepted amongst the masses. That they say later on, we don't make a decree on the community. Only most of the community could withstand it, and they can't. We need bread, and a lot of it is available by the non-Jews. Another proof. Later on, the in our days, tater afas a pas. Oh, we should permit the bread. But they didn't let me, from permitting it. Only because they're going to call him the matter, the one who permits everything. The achra bo bezdin achra shehitiyuhum. But you see that that he would have done it, and after him came a court that did permit it. Void more of the amir b'yusham. B'yusham says the pirkin in this parak halacha ches. Or the parak of the Shabbos that pas amdu la b'tiru. They stood on this isser of the bread and they permitted. And therefore, you're right, it's not problematic anymore. Now, Mishnah is a Pashal of Gechav now, someone who is careful from eating Pasachim from bread from a non-Jew. However, Mutalachal in Misha in a Nizer, he's allowed to eat with someone who's not careful, but Bekar Ach is in the same plate. Even though the taste of the non-Jew bread is going to get mixed with the taste of his Jewish bread, you don't have to be so stringent lesser to make it a bit not terubis by a mixture of the taste. Like it says in Chulna Bavim and Avdol, Gozal terubis demai, even though demai is forbidden, but they weren't concerned about a mixture of taste. Okay, Gabnam, and similarly we find Bepas the Ibuka Chavim, seems to be the Girsa that the Bach has, possibly not, Bamana the Ibuka Chavim, the vessels of a non-Jew, that Shari is permitted. The less la pas ba'ini, you could use the pot. It's also not a problem because the less la pas ba'ini, you don't have the actual bread itself. They didn't make the gzeir, only we have the thing itself. Next says not the beginning of the words of the Gemara, which actually then the piskites to bring this down.
That
doesn't help. Next is about the words of Gemara, zilifasin. Pishak when Rashi explains what is that? Platasin, meaning the emissions have prohibited taste. So it says when it seems is a plata that this emission ba mekeich Hashem is coming from the power of the oil shadika mekli iser that's being poured, either the gears is from or actually likely to the prohibited vessel, and when it's being poured into the prohibited vessel, the oil is pulling it out, and therefore the oil is going to be problematic. Because it's getting the bleeds. Because I mean, like the Gemara says later on, the vine hayman out. Oy mezalgan b'meizesim. Well, the Gemara says actually choltem b'meizesim. You could scald it with the olive juice. B'loshen ziluf, and that's the terminology of ziluf, which is pulling out the emissions. Like Scott Sasha, it's a little bit difficult. He says there's limitin ziluf. We don't find ziluf. Loshen shvich, only the terminology of pouring. Kabay tasa ziluf. And here we're not saying it like a pouring. Here we're using it more as a terminology as irui, which is not the same thing as pouring. Sometimes it finds that a little bit difficult in the actual words itself.